talking donkeys and burning bushes are not common contemporary occurrences. Nevertheless, a closer examination of the scriptures reveals that while God did indeed speak on matters of great significance through supernatural means, He also clearly communicated with men and women from all walks of life regarding matters of seemingly lesser importance. What significance does this hold for Christians today? Does God give specific guidance to people? If so, how does He do it? Does He only use the words of Scripture? Does He still speak through dreams and visions? We contend that God does speak to His people. However, people must be prepared to hear what He is saying. It is crucial that Christians clearly understand what God is communicating to them and know how to respond appropriately. The question, then, is not whether God speaks to His people, but how He does so. Perhaps you've been confused about what God is saying to you. You may have been taught that God does not speak to people. Maybe you have grown disillusioned because of professing Christians who claim God speaks to them in excessive and unbiblical ways. If you have not heard God speak to you, perhaps you have come to assume your experience is normative for the Christian life. This book is written to help you clearly recognize God's voice. When God speaks, He does not give new revelation about Himself that contradicts what He has already revealed in Scripture. Rather, God speaks to give application of His Word to the specific circumstances in your life. When God speaks to you, He is not writing a new book of Scripture. Rather, He is applying to your life what He has already said in His Word. Throughout the Bible, whenever God spoke to someone, that person's life was never the same again. The same is true today. Our prayer is that as you listen to what God is saying to you, you will respond in love and obedience, and your life will be transformed as well. The director of immunology did come to understand what God was telling him to do. In his case, the call of God he had first heard as a teenager remained unchanged after all those years. Doug resigned his position at the research hospital and applied to be a foreign missionary. He was appointed and sent to serve in Uganda, Africa, a region with one of the highest concentrations of AIDS cases in the world. He currently administers a hospital, continues to conduct AIDS research, and has worked with the Ugandan government. He and his family are making a positive difference for God's kingdom in Africa as they jointly experience the joy of knowing they are in the center of God's will. Be encouraged. God, who spoke to Adam and Eve in the garden and spoke to Moses at the burning bush, said to his disciples, "But your eyes are blessed because they do see, and your ears because they do hear." Matthew 13:16. He said to the churches in Revelation, "Anyone who has an ear should listen to what the Spirit says to the churches." Revelations 2:7, 11, 17, 29, 3, 6, 13, 22. He wants you to hear His voice, recognize it, and follow Him too. Our prayer is that we can help you in the process. Oswald Chambers is best known for the widely read devotional book, My Utmost for His Highest, a collection of his teachings assembled and published by his devoted wife Biddy after his death. Generations of Christians the world over have grown closer to the Lord because of this classic book and the wisdom contained within it. Chambers served during World War I as a chaplain for the British forces. When he was sent to Egypt, he initially went alone, considering the circumstances too dangerous to bring his family. Biddy was as eager to join him as he was to have her come. But as a husband and father, Chambers wanted to avoid an unwise decision that could endanger his family. So Chambers did what he always did. He sought God's specific guidance in the matter. He read Mark 9:8, as well as Psalm 37:4. "Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart." God spoke to him through His Word, confirming to Chambers that he should invite his family to join him immediately. Chambers observed, "No man, by mere high human wisdom, would dare undertake a step for Jesus' sake unless he knows that the Holy Spirit has directly spoken to him." As it turned out, Oswald Chambers died during the war. However, Biddy had spent many evenings sitting in the tent listening as her husband shared God's word with the soldiers. She had taken fastidious notes, which eventually helped serve as the basis for several books. Those writings have in